From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, August 24th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with trumpeter James Vaughn about his path to becoming a professional musician. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. With the high humidity and the heat index, Danville School District 118 has called off classes for today, and all Champaign Unit 4 schools will also be off today due to the excessive heat warning and increasingly high temperatures. There will also be no school for Urbana District 116 students today. Yesterday, Peoria broke a weather record when the heat index there reached 121 degrees. Meteorologists say Friday will also be dangerously hot, but a cool down is coming for the weekend. For the latest forecast, safety information, and a list of cooling centers, go to our website, ipmnewsroom.org. Temperatures will reach as high as 98 degrees in many parts of the state today. IPM reporter May Antar has more on research at the University of Illinois that could lessen the effects of heat in the future.
Green spaces that use trees, grass, and shrubbery in effective ways could potentially bring down temperatures by 20 degrees. That's according to urban and regional planning researcher Fong Fong. She co-authored a study on how cities like Champaign-Urbana can use green spaces.
This is a very special, but it's also a unique place to thinking about the design, especially thinking about the heat effect locally, since we do have a large population here. We do have a vulnerable population here.
Moving forward, she hopes they can conduct more studies on how green spaces can impact communities and that urban planners will incorporate them into their cities. I'm May Antar, IPM News.
University of Illinois graduate and actor Nick Offerman will return to campus this weekend to raise money for the U of I's Japan House. IPM reporter Owen Henderson has more.
While Offerman was a student in the 1990s, he learned kabuki theater at the Japan House from Professor Shozo Sato, whom Offerman now credits as an influence on his life and work. Diana Lau of the Japan House says the organization is now raising money to build a new annex so they can expand their offerings to university students.
Nick has always said that he deeply values Professor Sato's mission of teaching, and he wants so many more students, so many more visitors and community members to experience the same joy, passion, cultural diversity that he did.
Offerman will perform his fundraiser show on Saturday night at 7 o'clock in U of I's Folinger Auditorium. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
Ole Miss transfer Luke Altmyer was named starting quarterback by head Illini football coach Brett Bielema at his press conference earlier this week. Colin Hyslope has more.
After playing in only 5 games at Ole Miss, Altmyer will lead the Illini in their home opener against Toledo on September 2nd. Just 2 weeks until their first game, Bielema made the decision to start Altmyer while speaking to the quarterback's ability to balance and handle the environment with many new faces. Bielema also complimented offensive coordinator and quarterback coach Barry Lunny Jr., who has brought continuity to the quarterback room. Last year under Lunny Jr.'s leadership, the Illini offense improved dramatically, ranking 3rd in the country in completion percentage. This is Colin Hyslope.
The Biden administration is awarding $1.3 million to help boost the number of women working in construction and green energy. The money can be spent on apprenticeship programs or other pathways to get more women involved in those fields and to make sure they want to stay. Japlin Jazz Allen has been a union iron worker for more than 20 years and now chairs the Chicago Women in Trades Board of Directors.
This money is so significant because it builds character. It builds women, women like me that come through a system that was designed not to work for a woman of color, a black woman.
The grant is coming from the more than $1 trillion infrastructure package signed by the president nearly 2 years ago. It'll go to the state's Department of Labor and Chicago Women in Trades to distribute among workforce development groups. Those groups are expecting the money by the end of this year. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with trumpeter James Vaughn about his path to becoming a professional musician. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
For millennia, one species has transformed our planet and determined the future of every other. As Earth's most advanced and at times most destructive species, humankind has an outsized impact on the world and the future of its inhabitants. Join biologist Shane Campbell-Staton as he explores our impact on the planet and every form of life it supports. Friends of WILL can watch this and other great science shows like Nature and Nova with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to the trumpet playing of James Vaughn. Vaughn is a trumpet player who grew up in Champaign and graduated from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. He recently finished his debut as assistant principal trumpet with the Grant Park Orchestra in Chicago this summer. I recently spoke with Vaughn about his journey. Vaughn grew up with a mother who was a professional musician, but he says he didn't get serious about the trumpet until after he joined the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra in Champaign.
I started to be around more young musicians and then heard about a youth orchestra in Chicago that then I auditioned for because we actually thought that my family might be moving to Chicago. And turns out we weren't moving to Chicago, but I had gotten into the program. And so my mother managed to make the trek up with me every Sunday for all 4 years of high school and occasionally on weeknights to take me to rehearsals.
Vaughn says one of the reasons he stuck with performing was because of how playing the trumpet made him and others feel.
There's nothing quite like the joy of performance is very special. That, I think, is the drive that drives a lot of people and definitely drove me and inspired me.
That inspiration led to all of the music you're hearing throughout this story. And the person who inspired him the most was his mother, who would take him to retirement communities and nursing homes in the Champaign-Urbana area to spread the joy of music.
We'd just go wherever there was a piano and would show up and play a concert. And sometimes there would be a fair amount of people that seemed excited to have us there. Sometimes we'd show up and they had scheduled a movie night and we were playing for like 3 people and no one seemed excited. But it was amazing that sometimes the worst circumstances of those performances sometimes yielded the most impactful experiences of seeing an audience be like moved by something. I think that time in high school playing with my mom, those concerts are what made me be like, wow, this is literally like magic. Like you can walk into a space and it can feel dark and depressing and you can bring music into that space and suddenly transform it into something completely new.
After high school, Vaughn had to take some time off from pursuing a formal education in trumpet due to medical issues. He took a gap year and worked for AmeriCorps in Mississippi, where he taught in an after-school program at an underserved public school. Aside from the rewarding experience of helping the young students, the time away allowed Vaughn to explore the trumpet in a healthy and sustainable way.
It was like a 9-hour workday and then have like the time outside of that to just practice and practice being, instead of the work, being the like fun and the experimentation and getting to sort of explore without the pressure of having performances or having a lesson or having to learn anything, sort of explored how to relearn how to play trumpet. And that year then auditioned again for music schools. And then that was when I got into Curtis.
He says for the future, he can see himself continuing to work professionally in an orchestra while also working on solo projects.
I'd love to have a stable job in an orchestra. On the side, we'll be able to be doing projects that I am excited about. I'm really passionate about trying to commission more pieces for trumpet, being able to pursue more creative projects more on the side. Because I do enjoy playing in orchestra. I mean, I was just thinking, sitting, resting for like, I don't know, it was like a long passage of string music that the brass were not playing in, thinking how special it is to have a job where I'm just getting to like listen to music is pretty cool. And I'm really hoping I'll be able to continue to find meaningful projects wherever I end up being based, especially with education and even in and outside of music. The time I spent in Mississippi, I think, felt the most meaningful part of my life, so being able to actually see change and feel like I'm making the world hopefully a bit of a better place.
Mm-hmm. Up next, Vaughn travels to Germany next month for the Aeolus International Competition for Wind Instruments. Next year, he will be playing a principal position with the Indianapolis Symphony in Indiana. All of the music you heard today featured the trumpet playing of Vaughn. To hear more, visit ipmnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says an excessive heat warning remains in effect until 10 p.m. this evening. Dangerous heat and humidity levels will lead to heat index values of 105 to 115 across central Illinois. Your forecast for today, sunny and hot with a high of 98 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Owen Henderson, Colin Highslope, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.